It's been close to 2 years since the publication of Salman Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses. But the Ayatollah Khomeini's death sentence against Rushdie, which sent him into hiding, remains in effect. But Rushdie keeps writing, and John Leonard has a review of his new book.
Rushdie, of course, is still in hiding, under sentence of death. And so his new book, Haroon, which is a children's story that adults can listen in on, will be read for auguries and double meanings and hidden agendas and Freudian slips. And Rushdie, being Rushdie, the cleverest of writers, conspires at these decodings. But Haroon is also lovely in its own right. And before I do some messy deconstructing, I should say so. Rashid, a storyteller, and Haroon, his son, have been deserted by their wife and mother. Haroon wants to know what's the use of stories that aren't even true. His sorrowful father falls silent. And so the loving and guilt-stricken son embarks on a dream journey to the wonderland where all stories come from. As in any delightful children's story, there he will consort with fabulous beasts who play games with logic and language. He will be brave and perplexed, and save the ocean of stories from pollution, and bring back speech to his father and his mother for himself. This wonderland is called Kahani, which means story in Hindustani. To get to it, Haroon must cross all of Alif Bay, which means alphabet, from the town of G to the valley of K through the pass of H and a tunnel of I, assisted by characters called If and But. Haroon at last arrives on Earth's second moon, divided into day and night. The children of light, called guppies, are custodians of stories. Their parliament is called a chatterbox. Instead of an army, they have a library. Instead of soldiers, pages. The children of darkness, called chuppies, worship the idol of Bezaban, which means tongueless. They're enslaved to Khatum Shud, which means finished or shut up. He is the prince of silence, arch-enemy of all stories, and sews up their lips with twine. Naturally, Gup and Chup go to war, involving water genies, shadow warriors, griffins, manticores, trolls, and a heroic young female page called Blabbermouth. That's all I'm going to tell you, except that Haroon learns that by naming, we create being, and that the world is full of things he hasn't seen but should nevertheless believe in, like Africa, submarines, kangaroos, pagodas, and the North Pole, not to mention the future and the past. Now, Western readers will see the Brothers Grimm, Gulliver's Travels, Alice in Wonderland, The Wizard of Oz, The Phantom Tollbooth, and Star Wars. Eastern readers know perfectly well that Rashid and Haroon are out of the Arabian Nights, that Dull Lake is borrowed from the legendary Dal Lake and its floating gardens, that the ocean of stories belongs originally to an 11th century Hindu epic from which the Ramayana also derives. Geopoliticians will have no trouble spotting the Ayatollah, and a parable of popular democracy. Heavyweight literary critics will likewise find a parable of postmodernism. Silence, Rushdie is saying, has its own grace and beauty. Gup needs Chup as an existential other. We all have our dark side. Why else would a stuttering shadow warrior struggle to articulate Gogogol and Kafka? And then there's Marianne Wiggins, the wife who left Rushdie after he'd gone into hiding. But personally, I'm just astonished. I'd have thought Rushdie in exile would wither, that each time he looked out his window, all he'd see was bloody rain. Instead, from his own moon, he's brought back butterflies and jokes. He's a better man and braver than most of us could hope for ourselves.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Haroon by Salman Rushdie.